Begin transmission.
It's Verdad. It's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And what are we doing? Well, I am sitting in my car, strangely enough. Where am I? If you guessed Herrenhaven, you would be wrong at this time. Today, I am sitting out in the parking lot in front of the grocery store because I need to get some stuff from the grocery store. So now we're getting out of the car. Oh, it's still a little bit windy out here, but not as windy as it was all day. I only need to get a couple things. In fact, the only thing I really need to get is some corn syrup so I can make some more barbecue sauce so I can eat it on my barbecue. Into the store we go. Oh, yeah. And here is a lovely red basket for me. Now all I gotta do is figure out where the corn syrup actually is, because I don't remember where it is in this store. It's around here somewhere. Oh, and you know what else? I might want to get some pies. I might want to get some pies because I think I've got Champions League coming up this week. And I do love to eat pies when I watch my football, because it's such a traditional football food. Okay, so going through the produce here. Now, if I was corn syrup, where would I be? Probably with the baking products. Could it possibly be in the same aisle as the sugar? Oh, where is that? It's around here somewhere. Okay. Here we are in the sugar aisle. I've got plenty of sugar, so I don't actually have to buy any. But I do not see any corn syrup in this aisle. What do I have behind me? Nuts, chocolate chips, and Jell-O. Pudding and marshmallows. So, if I was going to be corn syrup, where would I be? What else do we got around here? We got cereal. And we've got maple syrup. Maybe it's down here with the maple syrup. Yes, and here it is. Alright, so what do I want? I want this one. One small bottle of light corn syrup. Ready to rock. Is there anything else I need in this store? I should go see if we can buy some pies. The pies are in the frozen section. Do I need waffles? I don't think I do. I think I'm good on waffles. What else do we need? Oh, I know. Ginger root, but I don't think this store has ginger root. You gotta understand, this is a small store. When I say small, I mean both small in stature, in size, and small in the number of products that they have. That's sort of the whole point behind this place. It's small, compact, and very close to my house. And that's why I have to go to multiple stores all the time. And here we go. Chicken pot pie. Tender. White meat chicken. Ooh. And there's actually a 4-pack. That'll get me through a week of football. So, 1 4-pack of pies. I'm in the frozen food aisle. You can hear the hum, moan, moan. I love that sound. All right. Got the corn syrup. Got the pies. What else was it that I was thinking about maybe I need? Oh, here's the cracker aisle. Do I need more crackers? Or do I still have a box of crackers? I still have a bunch of crackers. No, I have half a sleeve of crackers. Do I want more crackers? I don't know if I should. I like crackers. But sometimes my body does not like me eating things like crackers. So let's roll over here into the produce section one more time. Do I see ginger root over there? Am I looking at ginger root? I think I am. I'm kind of surprised. They don't have a boatload of produce here. But they do, in fact, have ginger. Alrighty then. So, we grab a plastic bag here. And we grab a little piece of ginger. This ought to do it. We throw it in the bag. And we throw it in the basket. In the red basket. Oh, I see vegetables over there. I shouldn't get any because those will all go bad before I can eat them. What with all these pies and everything. Plus I've got barbecue and stuff. I got a lot of food to eat. So I don't really need to buy any more vegetables at this point. Walking down the ethnic food aisle. Do I want some bowls of ramen? 5 for $4.
Yeah, 2.
Oh boy. Should I grab a couple? No, I don't think I'm going to. Okay, so what else we got? I don't want any chips. I don't want any cookies, or do I? Here's my cookies. I'm going to walk right by them. Oh, chips and popcorn. I wanted chips the other day, but I sort of got over that craving, so yay. And now we're in the bread aisle. I still got at least half a loaf of bread. So I think that's going to be just about it for us today, I think. What else am I doing here? Oh, blah, blah, blah. Alright, so let's get into line here. I see some candy. Do I need any more candy? No, I do not need any more candy. I'm going to leave this line and go to the express lane. And here we go. Just throw that in the bag, and we're good.
Have a nice night.
Thank you. All right, and we're in and out of here real quick today, so that's just brilliant. Back through the doors. Oh, and running across the parking lot. Well, at least walking a little bit faster than usual. Ooh, it's a cold breeze. It's cold out here with the wind. And back to the car we go. All right, so here we are, back in the car, and now we gotta go home, which will take me about 3 or 4 minutes, but to you, it'll only seem like, well, let's not even do it that way. Why don't we listen to some music instead? Yeah, that'll be fun. So while you're listening to this song and some other wackiness, I'll be driving home. Okay, see you in a few minutes.
We would make gusto 4 cuatros of your most bueno jamos, por favor.
And inside you have something very beautiful, very sweet, white, very clean. I think it's the most clean thing that you can ever imagine.
Okie dokie. Well, welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is still Tobe. I'm still the chairman. And I'm sitting here, well, standing here in my kitchen, getting ready to make some barbecue sauce. Tobe's famous barbecue sauce variation number one. And, well, you need a whole bunch of ingredients and stuff. So we're just going to jump right in. The first thing you need is a smallish saucepan, you know, a 1 quart, a 2 quart, just a small saucepan. Put that on your stove. get that bad boy ready. Nice sound effects, right? I thought you might like it. And then the next thing you need is 3/4 of a cup or 6 ounces of pineapple juice. And that is one of those small cans, one of those small 6 ounce cans. So here we go. Oh, and it didn't want to open properly for me. So now I gotta get my finger in there. Ow. Yummy pineapple juice. Pour that into the pan. So we got our pineapple juice in the pan. And then the next thing you need is 1/4 cup of shoyu. Now you can use any kind of shoyu you want. But me, obviously I'm using Maridaizu, so I'm going to pour some out of the bottle into the measuring cup. 1/4 cup or 2 ounces of Maridaizu shoyu. And you can use whatever you want. I've also used Hokkaido style shoyu. And it's really good too, especially if you use Toyomansi. That's the other thing you can use is like any kind of flavored, lemon flavored soy sauce or whatever. So add your 2 ounces or 1/4 cup of shoyu to the pineapple juice. Waha. And then the next thing you need is 1/2 cup of corn syrup. And now when I say corn syrup here, I am using light corn syrup. This is not high fructose corn syrup. You could use that if you were so inclined. You could also use dark corn syrup, but I'm using light corn syrup. And I should also at this time say that all of these measurements, they're not super critical. You can't screw this up. So if you want to tweak this a little bit to suit your own taste, that's fine. But now I'm pouring the corn syrup into the measuring cup. Get 1/2 cup or 4 ounces of corn syrup. It's slow. It's drippy. It's sticky. It's so good. And we pour that into the pan with all the other stuff. Dribbly, dribbly, dribbly. It takes a while for the corn syrup to pour because it's so viscous. Viscous. You hit me with a flower. You do it every hour. Oh, baby, you're so viscous. With my apologies to, what's his name? Gonna put that in the sink, put some water in it. Lou Reed. Lou Reed is the singer of the song Vicious. It is vicious, not viscous. Hi, baby, what are you doing? Yeah, I'm making barbecue sauce. Yeah, kitties are in the kitchen with me. Wants to make barbecue sauce. That's a good baby. You're such a good baby. Kitties in the kitchen. All right. So now the next thing you need, we're doing all the liquid ingredients first. The next thing you need is a tablespoon. Oh, and I can't get this open. There we go. Next thing you need is a tablespoon of Cabernet Sauvignon. It is, in fact, wine. And 1 tablespoon, we pour that right into the saucepan like that, and we're good. And you will also need 1 tablespoon of vinegar. And today I'm using cider vinegar. Cider vinegar has a little bit more bite to it. And 1 tablespoon of that goes right into the pot. You can use white vinegar, or you could use red wine vinegar, or you could use, I don't know if you'd want to use balsamic. You could try it. Who knows? Again, this recipe can be tweaked to suit your personal tastes. All right, and now we should probably turn the heat on. So turn the heat on under the pan. There you go, and put it on pretty low because we're just going to bring that to a simmer. And it doesn't even have to be simmer hot. You can just let that sit for a minute. Another thing that I sometimes add at this point is about 1 tablespoon of rice flour solution, basically you just mix some rice flour up with a little bit of water and you dump it in, and that'll help serve to thicken it. But yeah, it's not super critical. It depends. Do you want your barbecue sauce to be thick and flowy and whatever? Then go ahead and do that. If you don't particularly care, then haha, you're pretty much ready to go. And now we're going to do all the dry ingredients. So the first thing we're going to do is black pepper. So get out your measuring spoon and open up the pepper container. And we want about, oh, a quarter of a teaspoon of black pepper. Or, you know, up to about a half. It really kind of doesn't matter here. Just get close. And then, this doesn't want to close. There we go. Put the pepper down. And then you want to add your cayenne pepper. And we're going to open this up. And you want a half a teaspoon of cayenne pepper. Now I'm adding a little bit more than half a teaspoon. This is kind of a rounded half teaspoon. Again, this is perfectly adjustable to your personal tastes. That was really about 3/4 of a teaspoon for me. Then the next thing we're going to do is dry mustard. Get about a half a teaspoon of dried mustard. Throw that in the pot there too. That was kind of a rounded one for me. Not super critical, people. Not super critical. All right. And then, there we go. Open up the garlic. You want to add 1 teaspoon of minced garlic. And I just am using the stuff right out of the jar because I didn't feel like mincing up any garlic today. So there we go. 1 teaspoon of minced garlic. And last but not least, you want to add 1 teaspoon of minced or grated ginger. And I already grated the ginger before I started doing this so as to save a little bit of time. You know, I just got a little grater and... So we now scrape this up and throw that into the pot. All right, so the pot is starting to simmer just a little bit, just starting to begin to, so... Now we gotta stir it all up really good because all this powder stuff is probably floating on the top. Just give it a nice stir. Keep on stirring. Try to break up any chunks of powdered stuff. And I think we're gonna turn the heat up a little bit. Basically, what you want to do with this heat-wise is to just sort of bring it to a boil or just under a boil and keep stirring and let this bad boy come up to heat. Smells pretty delicious. Now this sauce is really good for pork and beef, and I've never tried it, but it would probably be really good with chicken too, because if you haven't noticed, this whole sauce, barbecue sauce, sort of has a teriyaki kind of angle to it, a teriyaki vibe. And so you could, you know, think teriyaki and whatever you like. This is coming to a boil. Yeah, it's starting to simmer up. I'm still stirring it up a little bit. And my cat is still at my feet, yanging. I'm going to taste this. Oh, yeah. That's pretty tasty. That is some good, good stuff. All right, now. As this is coming to a boil, I'm going to grab a bottle out of my... There it is, over here. In the cabinet. And I like to use squeeze bottles. You know, like the kind with the old-fashioned squeezy ketchup bottles. But, you know, these are clear. You can buy them in any any food sort service store. Or you can, I think I actually might have bought these at Walmart. They only cost about $1 or so. And they're great. All right, so my sauce is boiling here. Boiling pretty good. You can hear it. Yeah, it smells yummy. And I'm just whipping it, giving it a good stir still. Making sure all the little chunks of powder stuff are all incorporated and everything. And I think that's about good. So I'm going to turn the heat off and let it settle down. And once all the bubbles stop, oh, I can see Julia sets. Does that ever happen to you? You're watching stuff that's boiling and you look at the foam and you start seeing Julia's? Yeah, I'm looking at it now that the bubbles have died down. It looks like all the powdered chunks have died off or been broken up. And that's good. Now, you could, if you're so inclined, if you like to have your sauce be a little bit thicker, you can now reduce this to a simmer and let it simmer until it cooks down and thickens up to whatever thickness you like. Me, I like mine a little bit thin. So I just killed the heat. And now I'm going to grab my funnel. And we're going to... Should we wait for this to cool down a little bit? Yeah, maybe we can use some instant cooling techniques. I don't know. And we're going to pour this into its serving container, into this squeeze bottle. And I should probably mention at this time that you might want to make sure that your bottle is big enough. We've got like, what, 1.5 cups or about 12 ounces of liquid. So, you know, use a bottle that's 12 ounces or larger. So I'm going to take this bottle, put it on the countertop there, put the funnel in it, grab the sauce, and start slowly and carefully pouring the sauce into the funnel. It goes into the bottle. So far, so good. I'm pouring. And there we have it. Put the saucepan in the sink. Take the funnel out of the bottle. Put that in the sink. And now it's just a matter of putting the top on the squeeze bottle. And you're ready to eat it. Although it is kind of hot, and you will have a hard time holding the squeeze bottle for a while until the sauce cools down. But still, it's effectively ready to go. You are now ready to break out the barbecue or your chicken or whatever and squirt some of this delicious Tobes Basic Barbecue Sauce number 1 all over it and eat it up because it is so delicious and yummy. Me, I have to wait a little while. Got to wait for this show to end, and plus I got some football to watch today. So I'm going to wait till I eat my barbecue when I'm watching my football game. You, in the meantime, can do whatever you want. But for the last 30 minutes, you've been listening to the Dubious Barbecue Sauce Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, every single day, right here on Anon Radio. I got to get out of here, so enjoy your barbecue sauce, and if you come up with any other interesting variations, drop me a line, let me know. I am out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ Kumata, welcome